Yeah, Tom, so here we are coming into Thanksgiving, and the real question for a lot of people is, am I going to travel? Am I going to get together with my family? Am I going to do the traditional get-togethers? And a lot of people are making different decisions this year. But one of the questions is, what can your employer ask you about your travel plans this Thanksgiving and even into the holidays? Paige Smith, Bloomberg Law Labor reporter, joins us. So, Paige, I didn't even think about this issue, but if you're an employer and you've got people coming into the office, what rights does an employer have to ask its employees about their Thanksgiving plans, their travel plans, who they plan to meet with? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think part of the consideration is that, COVID-19 cases are obviously soaring at this time. The CDC recommended Americans stay home this Thanksgiving week, kind of avoid travel to celebrate with housemates instead. So, I mean, that context coupled with federal, state, and local restrictions on traveling and travel and gatherings, it really does make it easier for employers to impose these sort of rules and restrictions on workers. So it also comes down to the nature of employment. So most employment relationships are at will, except in the state of Montana. So that might exclude, for example, some workers who are under a collective bargaining agreement or maybe some other sort of employment contract. But that really gives bosses a lot of latitude to ask a lot of different questions of their workers, especially during this time.
Yeah, but what can they do? I mean, if Paul and the fam, decide to go down to, Turks and Caicos to their 6,000 square feet, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Say, no, you can't?
Well, technically they can. Or, of course, if you come back and want to come into the office, they can require you to quarantine.
Okay, no, I get that. So, wait a minute. Wait, you follow this through. Paul and the fam get in the surveillance golf stream. They go down to Turks and Caicos, 6,000 square feet, wonderful weekend. They come back. Of course, everybody assumes they have to quarantine.
Yes.
But can they say, no, you can't go to Turks and Caicos?
They can say, no, you can't go to Turks and Caicos. But if you do come back into the office, you have to quarantine. So I think that, again, it all comes down to safety. And there are a number of attorneys who said, as an employer, think about what sort of impact this might have on your workplace. If you're, for example, a worker and you've been working remotely for the past 6 months, but you go down to Turks and Caicos and you're not planning on coming into the office as a boss, do you really need to ask that worker if they went to Turks and Caicos? But if you are a worker who's been coming into the office or going into your workplace regularly and you're traveling out of state, then yes, as a boss, you can ask them where they went.
Well, close the loop. I'm an essential worker. I'm in the grind of it. If I go from the Upper East Side to the Upper West Side, do I have to tell my boss?
Well, if your boss said that you're not supposed to, if you gather with five or more people outside of your household and you are those folks on the folks that you're meeting are not your housemates and they and the boss has said that's not permitted, then yes, you
interesting have to tell your boss. Paul, this is we're making jokes about it, but Paul, it's fascinating.
It is. I mean, it's this is something, Tommy, you think about the the relationship between employer and employee, and it's kind of going to a new territory here. So, yeah. Paige, have we heard of any meaningful company or companies that we all know kind of enforcing some of these rules perhaps a little bit more harshly than we would have thought?
I haven't heard of any specific examples. I know that some of the folks I spoke to are sort of speaking of their clients at large. But one other complicating factor I should add is that some states do have some limits on employers from what they can ask. So if you're in California or Colorado, for example, some of those questions might be limited and employers might not necessarily be able to ask about activity outside of work.
Interesting. So, I mean, I think, Tom, if you go to this rave party on the Upper East Side, the night before Thanksgiving, you might have to, maybe rethink that.
It's like the college, it's like if you go to Boston University and you come home, it's like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving thing. Paige Smith, thank you so much with Bloomberg Law.